Ramsey TV.
I would love to keep you, my friends, from addictions. And it is my theory, and I think this theory is backed up by Scripture. No, I'm convinced this theory is backed up by Scripture. No, you're right. You're right. That makes it no longer a theory. It's a fact that addictions are the result of religious prohibition. Religious prohibition equals addiction. This is not a matter for debate. In fact, we read of it in Paul in Romans chapter 7. This principle worked on the Pharisee of Pharisees, a man who considered himself to be the gold standard of righteous behavior. But he found a principle that wherever there's a law, especially with God attached to it, thou shalt not, it actually produced in him the very thing that the law said it was trying to prohibit. But no, it didn't prohibit it. It produced it. I'm going to go to Romans 7. This is human nature. And so if I want to prevent you from addictions, say addictions to alcohol or addictions to food or drugs or sex or pornography, what is the last thing I should do? The last thing I should do is tell you God says thou shalt not drink beer. Thou shalt not eat too many Snickers bars. You see? But that is not the right way to go. Or, you know, to be a good member in standing of the body of Christ, you should avoid looking at pictures of women in bikinis on billboards. You see, that doesn't work. See, I don't want you to become addicted to any of these things. I'm not addicted to any of these things because I follow the rules of Scripture. I should say the spiritual principles of Scripture. And my dad followed these and he didn't even know it. My dad didn't know God, and yet he knew that when I was a kid, he would give me a taste of his beer once in a while. He'd be drinking beer. Hey, son, you want to try a sip of beer? I'm maybe 8 years old. Take a sip of beer. Ah, that's horrible. But you see, my dad did me a great favor by not making alcohol sinful. My parents were open about drinking. They were social drinkers. They had their friends over for bridge, and they would have mixed drinks. And it was all very interesting watching them mix these drinks. And so alcohol was never a freaky thing to me. This is why I can drink and not be addicted to it, not feel this insane pull to do it and do it and do it. That is the result of religious prohibition. Witness pastors' kids. Pastors' kids go nuts after they leave the house because they were under such strict control by daddy pastor, who told the kids, you're not a member in good standing in God's sight or in the sight of Christ if you do this or this or this. And so these unwarranted, stupid prohibitions produced addicts. There are some members of the body of Christ that still don't realize this. It's hard to believe. Not very many, maybe one or two. But I'm going to go through this just to show you that it's true, show you that I'm correct on this. Paul says in verse 8 of Romans 7, let's go to verse 7, actually. Sin I knew not except through law. Ho, ho, what is this? I had not been aware of coveting except the law said you shall not be coveting. Now sin, getting an incentive through the precept, produces in me all manner of coveting. You see, the prohibition awakens sin. This is exactly what Paul is saying. I had not been aware of coveting. This is me telling you that the desire to overdo something is latent, and it's just waiting for three words, thou shalt not. And the law came and said, thou shalt not be coveting. Paul is saying to himself, well, coveting, well, I wasn't even thinking about coveting. But now all of a sudden, I really want to covet. And Paul said that the precept produced in me all manner of coveting. This is what law does. So if I want to prevent addictions in the body of Christ, would I tell you that drinking or overeating or even sex is prohibited by God. Not talking about having sex with animals, not talking about having sex with relatives, obviously. I'm talking about the topic itself, the thing itself, thinking about it. Or thinking about, dreaming about eating donuts and lots of them. I tell you, if you allow everything in your diet except chocolate-covered donuts, you will think of nothing but chocolate-covered donuts. You will obsess about the thing you cannot have. This is why any psychologist or any nutritionist, for that matter, who wants to encourage balanced eating in their clients will say, look, you have to allow yourself. Oh, wait a minute. You have to allow yourself? 1 Corinthians 10:23, all is allowed me. That's my teaching. I teach that all is allowed me. I sometimes get in trouble for it, but I don't care because this is what you call a scripture verse. And I promote scripture verses. I don't promote licentiousness. I promote scripture verses. All is allowed me, but not all is expedient. That's true, but all is allowed me. And this is what the psychologists tell people. You have to allow yourself. If you're on a diet and you can't eat chocolate cake, or no, just go back to the chocolate donuts. That's a good one. If you incorporate chocolate-covered donuts in your diet once in a while, then you will avoid the obsession over it. This works. How do I know it works? It's Romans chapter 7. It's human nature. God is telling us that it works. So sin, getting an incentive through the precept, deludes me, and through it kills me. Verse 11, verse 12, Romans chapter 7. Kills me. This is where the addiction comes in. Now, here's another great verse on this topic. And this is what I promote. I promote this verse too. Nothing is contaminating of itself. Now that sounds radical, but it's scriptural. You know, it's just as scriptural as that other scripture verse I read, 1 Corinthians 10:23, all is allowed me, but not all is expedient. But still, you must come through the gate, which is all is allowed me. And nothing is contaminating of itself. Chocolate donuts are not contaminating of themselves. Okay. Wine, beer, these are not contaminating of themselves. Jack Daniels, not contaminating of themselves. Naked women are not contaminating of themselves. But listen to this. Except that the one reckoning anything to be contaminating to that one, it is contaminating. So there are people who have not gotten the memo, even in the body of Christ, there's one or two, not gotten the memo that law produces sin. Oh, I'm going to get to that verse too. Where the prohibition increases, the sin increases. But where the sin increases, the grace increases. It's a marvelous thing. I'm going to show you that in Romans 5:20. But to the freaks who think that you can't be in the body of Christ if you even look with lust at a naked woman, or you can't be in the body of Christ if you drink before 5 o'clock p.m. You see, everybody has their own standard. Yeah? Well, God has his standard too. And you know what his standard is? All is allowed me. You know what God's standard is? Nothing is contaminating of itself. That's God's standard. You got to get this in your head, or you're going to become an addict, or you're going to become a freak, or you're going to start telling other people that you can't do this, you can't do that. If you do this, if you do that, you're not a member of the body of Christ. Yeah. Some people say that. It's hard to believe, but they do. They haven't tasted grace, and apparently they haven't read Romans, but I'm here to help. My name's Martin Zender. I'm here to help. Let's go to Romans 5:20. This is an amazing passage. My scriptures are kind of beat up here, so I might have a hard time reading this, so bear with me. Law came in, by the way, that the offense should be increasing. Can you believe it? But it's true. Scripture says it. God said it. Law came in, by the way, that the transgression might be increasing. The offense should be increasing. That's Romans 5:20. That goes along with Romans chapter 7. Paul didn't think about coveting until the law said, thou shalt not covet. And then the law produced in him all manner of coveting. Christians say that, well, the law just makes you aware of sin. No, it doesn't. It produces it like a sin factory. But God has the solution for that. Where sin increases, grace super exceeds. Yes, you can't out sin grace. That's another thing I teach. It's called a scripture verse. I teach that. I promote that. Where sin increases, grace super exceeds. I promote scripture verses. I promote that. I promote all is allowed me, but not all is expedient. I promote nothing is contaminating of itself. Paul then continues, what shall we then declare? That we may be persisting in sin? That grace should be increasing? You see, Paul was accused of this because he taught grace. If you have not ever been accused of this, you're not teaching Paul. If you have never been accused of promoting sin, then you're not teaching Paul. Only if you're teaching Paul that where sin increases, grace superabounds, can you be accused, calumniated, as telling people that they should go out and sin. I've been calumniated. Yeah. I've been defamed over this. But it's not true. It's not true. The Apostle Paul said in one place, we have been accused of being evildoers. But we're not evildoers. We're scripture bringers. But like I say, if you're not teaching Paul, you won't hear this. The fact that I hear it all the time, oh, Martin Zender says we should sin. Huh? Thank you. You just gave me a backhanded compliment. It means I'm correctly teaching Paul. I have never told anyone to sin, ever. Oh, and speaking of naked women, I mentioned naked women earlier. I have been accused in the past of promoting pornography, encouraging people to go to porno sites, which I have never done. I've never promoted it. But see, this is how people make that mistake. It's a terrible mistake, but they assume that when you read scripture verses, when you promote scripture verses like all is allowed me, the assumption is made by people who are not very intelligent on these matters that, oh, he's saying all is allowed me, so therefore he's encouraging people to do it. Oh, no, you just made an illogical leap there. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means I'm reading scripture and I'm promoting scripture. All is allowed me. Oh, so you're saying we should, oh, no, 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 I'm not. You're saying I'm saying that, but I'm not saying that. Nothing is contaminating of itself. Oh, so you're encouraging people to drink until they get drunk. I heard you say that naked women are not contaminating of themselves. They're not. God made the human body, naked men, naked women. God made it. It's not contaminating. Only to people who think it's contaminating is it contaminating. So these are people who are weak in faith. You see, it's the weak of faith who think everything is contaminating. Can't do this, can't do that. These are weak-faithed people. And they almost can't help themselves. They jump to their conclusion and they attack the people who are promoting these verses by making the illogical leap that saying, by saying that because people like me are saying nothing is contaminating of itself, that therefore I'm encouraging people to do something that's contaminating. But it's not contaminating unless you think it is so. I'm an innocent man and I love it. I love being innocent. But where does this accusation come from? Well, as I read in Romans 5:20, it comes from teaching the truth about grace. There's another great verse here along this line, and it's Romans 3, verses 5 through 8. Let's go there. Romans 3, 5. Now, if our injustice is commending God's righteousness, an amazing statement there. Paul's talking about the injustice of his people, of the Jews, and it actually works toward God's righteousness. God uses all these things. Well, he actually inspires people to do what they do. He makes vessels of honor and dishonor, and even vessels of dishonor end up, in the end, promoting, that is, commending God's righteousness. That's a great thing. I teach this. What shall we declare? Not that God, who is bringing on indignation, is unjust. As a man, I am saying it. I touched on this issue yesterday when I published one of my talks from Nebraska. Check it out. MZTV 1243, I think it was. Maybe 1245, maybe 1246. I don't know. It's the one about Moses and Pharaoh. Not that God, who is bringing on indignation, is unjust. As a man, I'm saying it. May it not be coming to that. Else how shall God be judging the world? Yet if the truth of God superabounds in my lie, if I lie, and if Scripture is true that the truth of God races no matter what, superabounds even in human lies, just like grace and salvation superabounded in the crucifixion of Christ, same principle there, why am I also still being judged as a sinner? And why not say, according as we are calumniated, and according as some are averring that we are saying, we should be doing evil so the good may be coming. That's what, see, I'm being calumniated. I'm being defamed. I'm being lied about, just like Paul was. Why not say, according as we are calumniated and according as some are saying we're saying, that we should be doing evil? Some people say that I say you should do evil, so that good may be coming, whose judgment is fair. The people who say this, it's not going to go well for them. That lie is going to be, of course, burned up at the day of Christ. But this is how the accusation comes. It comes by one teaching grace. I promote pornography? Just because I say that pornography, that is, pornography is any writing or photographs or images, any writing or images that excite the sexual senses. You see, none of that is contaminating of itself. Sorry, I'm quoting Scripture again. That's what I do. All of it is allowed me. There I go again, quoting the Scriptures. I can hear the accusations and the lies and the calumniation and the defamation coming down the pike. Martin Zender says we should jump in head first. Apparently, some people don't know what promoting pornography looks like. Do you want me to show you what promoting pornography looks like?
Howdy, how there, friends and neighbors. This here is Martin Dirtbag Zender saying, what is keeping you from visiting porn sites, sites of porn, and all manner of pornographic profundity, including women in bikinis on billboards and the underwear sections of many a mainstream clothing outlet? Get in there and get what's coming to you. Get your fair share. God said nothing sinful of itself, so open them ding-dang doors and dive in and get you some fine naked women and even hunky dudes in utility belts. If that's what butters your buns, what are you waiting for? Or maybe you ain't a true member of the body of Christ? Ain't you a Bible believer? Hell yeah, I thought so. So get your lazy ass to www.lotsofskin.com or call 1-800-NAKED-CHICKADEES. Yeah, I know there's too many numbers there. Don't worry about it. Just poke them in there and see what happens. Have to poke them in there. I've done it again. I was at 7-Eleven fixing to hook me up with a pack of them sweet tarts, and I put my card in the ding-dang machine, but nothing happened. So the clerk, he says, try taking it out and putting it in again. And I looked him straight in the eye. I says to that clerk, that's what she said. Oh, yeah.
That's what promoting pornography looks like, in case anybody was wondering. But keep it up. One or two people who say that I promote sin, keep it up, because let me read you Matthew 5:11, verse 12, and I'll close with this. Happy are you whenever they should be reproaching and persecuting you and falsifying, saying every wicked thing against you on my account. Rejoice and exult, for your wages are vast in the heavens, for thus they persecute the prophets before you. Yes, and folks, this applies to you. Whenever anybody falsifies, whenever anybody lies, calumniates, or defames you for declaring the truth, for misunderstanding, for making illogical leaps, take heart, because you are being reproached for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the truth. You should be happy when this happens. I'm happy when I find out this is happening. I'm happy about it, because it's a lie. It's a falsification. And my Lord tells me that I should rejoice and exult because my wages are vast. I love this word vast. My wages are vast in the heavens. For thus they persecute the prophets before you. Of course they do. That's what they do.